Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, 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 today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. The easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and of course, there's that Squarespace incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
My name is Doug, and I love movies. I had a feeling that that cue was going to get messed up when you said you started yelling that I love movies as soon as I said my name was Doug. We're coming to you once again from the Queen Elizabeth Theater. As part of the Just for Laughs Festival, Just for Laughs 42 in Toronto, Canada! Canada! Not Toronto, California, as I said on a recent show. Thank you for not all of you complaining about it. I'm sure there's even people that don't even live in Toronto that gave me a hard time about it. I didn't arrange for the house lights to come up ahead of time, but if they could for a moment, I'd appreciate it, because I'd like to see your name tags. Oh, beautiful. So many good ones, so many big ones and light up ones. There's something James Bond back there where it's my face instead of James Bond. I like that. I'm totally down with that. And it's the lighting is weird in here. With the house lights up, I can't see anybody in the front few rows. It's interesting, yeah. But my guests will be able to see you because they'll walk amongst you and figure it out. Planet Gibbons, Planet of the Gibbons, because your last name is Gibbon. I hope and pray, because if your first name is Gibbon, that sucks. Hi, my name's Gibbon. Thank you to everybody for bringing those name tags and shielding yourself from the rain with them, probably. I had a fantastic time at Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas, and I look forward to having fun times three at the Fun 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 Fest in Austin in November. This Thursday, Douglas Movies comes to New Orleans as part of Hell Yeah Fest. Yeah, you thought Just for Laughs was a cool name for a festival. Fucking Hell Yeah Fest. I'm going to do stand-up Wednesday, and then we're going to do a Douglas Movies on Thursday, but bring your name tags to the stand-up show if you want to play. DouglasMovies.com, DouglasMovies.com. Who is staying here tonight at the Queen Elizabeth for Dr. Katz Live? Nice. I've got my first appointment with the doctor tonight. I hope he's cool with me being really high during the session. I think he's all right with that. From the corrections department, the movie John Erler tried to jam into build a title, Peter Weir, is not a thing. He was thinking of the other one, The Long Strange Trip of Bob Weir. So he even, yeah, it was, if he'd have known that whole title, that would have been great, because that would have made a really, really long title. Let's take a look in the prize bag, you guys. Lots of fun stuff. I went to see the movie Sicario today. You guys like that movie? Yeah? You guys got on that fast. Didn't it open yesterday? Good job. I saw it. Good job preparing for today. You don't have to worry about spoilers. But I saw it at the Cineplex, alarm and the fire alarm in the building went off during the movie, which is, it's a perfect movie for loud, sudden alarm. And in fact, the first thing it did was it went boop, like that. And I thought whatever Emily Blunt was being saying, whatever Blunt talk she was into at the time was being censored by Canada or something. How you guys put bleeps into your movies here. But in fact, it was a false alarm, but a false alarm that proceeded to the alarm kept going off for about 40 minutes, half an hour. Long time to be watching a movie in every few minutes here.
The alarm has been set off and we are looking into it.
But it wasn't even that casual sounding. It was like a recording of a guy saying that, and it went off over and over and over again. But I stuck to it. I sat through the movie, thought several times about just going, getting my money back and trying to watch the rest of it later, but then I have to sit through the first part again. Not that I didn't enjoy it, but, you know, I'm in a rush right now to watch a lot of movies because I have to watch like 200 of them, or 140 of them, I think, by New Year's Day. To meet my 365-day Doug Loves Movies Challenge. You can hear all about that on Doug Loves Minis podcast. And as I was leaving, they gave me a courtesy ticket to come back for free to Cineplex. It's in the prize bag. That's so exciting. I mean, I don't know if you could... the fancy theater that I saw it in, like the VIP theater, was like $25 a seat. So when you use this, please insist on a $25 seat. Because that's what I fucking paid to listen to the goddamn alarm going off over and over again. My friend in Los Angeles, Kimberly Cogden, gave me some booby tees. This is her boobs on a shirt that you can wear. I got to give them proper credit here. So they get, it's called Custom Titties. CustomTitties.com. So go get one of those if you can. My friend Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show wrote a great book about his situation with having a tumor that he survived. This isn't a posthumous book. And so I'm including that in the prize bag to spread the love on that. I don't believe in keeping books once you've read them. Here's something that I'll never have any use for. At Fantastic Fest, at a screening of the movie Dangerous Men, they gave out songs from the soundtrack on cassette tape. So enjoy that if you can figure out a way to do that. From a Special Thing Records, we've got the latest from Hampton Yount called Bearable, and my latest promotional tool. And then backstage, they've just got a bunch of candy, so I grabbed a fistful of it. put it in the bag. I'm not going to eat it, but I deserve my share. Let's get my guests out here, one of whom might not even be here yet because of an Uber situation. That's right, Rob Ford stopped his Uber. Like, Rob Ford is standing in front of one car right now, preventing my guest from coming to the show. Please give a big warm welcome to Aparna Nancherla, Kyle Kinane, and Sean Cullen. Hey, y'all, sit wherever you like. Yeah, enjoy that. We get one table for all of your stuff. Ooh. I get my own table.
My seat dropped a great deal.
Yeah. These have the fun thing on the side where you can pump it up. You can Elvis Costello your chair.
Till you can't feel it.
Oh.
What? Don't even need it.
Well, we might as well get to him. That's Sean Cullen.
Hello.
Canada's favorite.
Thank you for having me in my own town.
I call you my favorite Canadian.
Well, that's a bit rich, isn't it?
All right.
You probably have a more favorite Canadian than me.
I don't think so.
Ryan Reynolds?
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
Canadian.
He is. See, when you start naming them, you think, well, maybe one's going to beat me. William Shatner.
There's more than you think.
It has to be.
This is the thing. They're like, they're just spread like
Dave
a disease.
Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Sure.
There you go. Seth Rogen.
Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
This is a fun game.
What's her name? Rachel McAdam.
Is Shania Twain?
McAdams is a Canadian?
Yes.
Is Shania Twain Canadian?
Yes, she is, from Timmins, Ontario, home of coal and her.
Let's meet Aparna Nancherla first, you guys.
Hi.
Aparna Nancherla.
That's it.
That's how you sing her name.
I love singing that name.
And, I feel so bad. Your chair is so low.
No, I made it low.
Like
when everyone was making theirs low, I made mine low, and it was a mistake.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go. Jump up on that.
Hey, yeah. hey. I don't like
good.
It now.
yeah.
Is that better, Sean?
Oh, no.
Where's my
this is thing? Riveting podcast
that's
chair
why,
work.
That's why you have to see the show live. You never know what kind of fun is being had with the chairs.
Yeah.
This is Aparna's first time on
first
Doug Loves
time.
Movies, everybody.
Hey!
Here.
Hilarious comedian and Twitterer who was doing tons of shows here at JFL 42. Which is called that because the festival's been going for 42
years. Dog years.
It's called 42 because we are four of the 42, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be included.
You're not one of
really?
Three. We are three of the 42.
I'm from Canada. I'm
locals
not a
don't
real
count.
Comedian.
Oh, what a cruel system.
Yeah, it's not
vicious.
Fair.
Vicious, but fair.
And you have... Aparna has a few more shows this evening.
I do.
Do you know where they're at?
I believe Comedy Bar at 8.
Nice. So rush over there after this, you guys?
Yeah. 3 hours. You have 3 hours. Garrison at 11, and then Andy Kindler's alternative show at midnight, which is always so
That's
fun.
That's always
yeah.
a good time.
Always fun.
Fair enough. And did you bring us something for the prize bag
I did. I brought a coveted Pantages Hotel shower cap.
Oh, that is. That is.
Is that part of the Hydro very, Basics line?
Yes.
Yeah, it
limited
is.
Edition. Yeah.
Yeah, and for our French friends, it's a bonnet de douche.
That's right. I also brought a very limited edition "How to Be a Woman" airport copy, Caitlin Moran's memoir. It's actually really good.
Oh, okay. But why do you say it's an airport copy?
Because it's a Hudson News original. That's where it was purchased.
Well, that's awesome. And we got a couple of books in the back. Oh, you got more?
One last thing. This is a green room donut in a cup.
She took one of the donuts and just jammed it in here.
I did.
Because the cup is not really big enough to hold a donut. I saw the donuts.
I prefer my desserts out of a cup. I don't know why. I find
it. Yeah, grab yourself a fork or just use your fingers.
Yeah.
Have yourself a time. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Aparna, for bringing all of this fabulous stuff for the bag. We've already heard him sing. Hope to hear him sing again later in the show. Sean Cullen, everybody.
Thank you. I'm sorry, an American comic couldn't be here to be on the show. You people don't.
Your 42nd appearance on the show.
Is it really?
Yeah, the most of all Canadians, that's for
sure.
Well,
that's for sure.
Yeah. And what do you have for the bag, sir?
Well, sir, for the bag, a bonnet de douche. Qu'est-ce que c'est? I brought my book. This is the shitty mass paperback version where they got a man who had brain injury to just do a picture of what he thought the book was about. And then...
So he got it completely wrong?
I don't think there's any moment where a child in a T-shirt is holding up a glowing thing amid some skyscrapers on a flat surface.
That does not happen in The Prince of Neither Here Nor There.
That's correct. That's set in Toronto. It's about fairies, and it's fun.
Is anything on the back true?
Yes.
Join Brendan?
Yeah, it's my son.
He's the Prince of Neither Here Nor There?
That's correct.
In this, the first book in the Chronicles of the Misplaced Prince series.
That's great.
How many books are in the series?
Well, I wrote two, and I plan to write more. Is that all right with you?
That's an impressively large book for a comedian. Normally it's just some memoirs like, and this is how I stopped doing coke because of Baltimore, and it's like 83 pages long.
But so every other word is fuck.
Yeah.
So it's a kid's book.
I love that whore.
And I was in Edinburgh this year, and I went to this skateboard shop, and they were selling coffee mugs, and I thought, what do people on skateboards never have in their hand?
If they do, it's just a coffee cup with a donut in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes.
You know, remember, the donut in a cup reminds me of what? Wally. Cupcake in a cup. The sesquicentennial cupcake in a cup. Celebrate art anyway.
From the movie Wall-E?
Wall-E.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, everything
you
is
You said
in
Wall-E,
a...
and it's like, reminded me of Wall-E. And we all thought you were just flashing back on a guy you knew named Wall-E.
We all dunked our donuts in our coffee. He poured his coffee over his donuts. Oh.
Well, I've just been hotboxing in the downstairs bathroom right now, so I've lost it. But this is from a company called Focus, and I liked what their slogan is, serving up the good shit since 2001.
What? Do you have one of these for yourself?
I have another one, and it's got, and I didn't want to give it up because it's got a picture of a brontosaurus with Bill Hicks on the back and Jesus leaning against the brontosaurus's front leg.
Wow.
You were right to keep that one.
That's the one.
That's a good one.
It's a smart thing to do. And that's Kyle Kinane, everybody.
Yay!
Yay! Also in town because he's one of the 42 and doing shows. You have one later tonight and then some tomorrow, maybe?
I have two tonight at the Royal Theater and then.
And that's it. Okay, so two tonight, Royal Theater.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fancy.
It's real fancy.
I heard it's an old movie theater.
Oh, really?
I think it's also just a movie theater now.
Or that, but it's old, too.
And you have to stand at the side because they're showing a movie. They've got to double up.
You got to wait for them to film like a nature scene so you can get the jokes out. I don't want to talk over the dialogue. It's actually a pretty shitty gig. You shouldn't come. It's...
Don't go to his shows, you guys. Especially people listening to this because they won't hear it till tomorrow. And did you bring something for Le Bag?
Yeah. Boy, did I get creative. I went to Edinburgh too, but I just got an apple.
How'd you bring that back into the country? You could probably
You don't want to ask those kind of questions.
Wow.
That apple smells.
I had to walk out of that airplane like a cowboy, just real bow-legged. But I figure, you know, it's like it's October, it's Halloween, and like you're not supposed to take apples from strangers because they put razor blades in them. But you're gonna take this one. And I brought a diet 7-Up.
That's from backstage.
No, I brought it from home. I was just so surprised when I got here, and they're like, "Oh, you can give them some of this stuff." I'm like, "Man, I wanted my own diet 7-Up stash." For gifts? Yeah, I took it from backstage.
Did I say?
And there's a a piece of ice.
Yeah, a piece of ice to keep it cool.
Well, pass those on down here, and I will throw them out. All right, they're going in the bag. I hope this cold, wet can doesn't hurt anything. Like, books don't mind. We'll leave it out here until it gets warmer. But they, oh, you got one for yourself too, did you?
A full flavored Coca-Cola for myself.
Now, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It fell out.
Oh. It's actually
after that
now
enormous
cleaner
journey
than it was.
That enormous
been cleaned up a little bit.
It came all the way from Europe, that apple.
Yeah, this apple wants adventure. It doesn't want to be in a contained in a bag. But it's going to stay in there now, damn it. I'm going to put it all on the...
Do you want me to tie that up for you?
Wrap it in that boob t-shirt.
You're the voice of Comedy Central in the U of S of A, mm-hmm. But that doesn't translate up here, right? There's no, there's
no,
Comedy Channel here, but you're not the voice of Comedy Channel.
Network.
Not that
Network.
I'm aware
Comedy
of.
Network is what
yeah.
it's called?
It's where we get all the shows that were on Comedy Central and then air them up here.
Except for the ones that they show on Much.
Yeah.
Which gets very confusing.
It's very all owned by the same company.
Oh. I just love Much because I got in yesterday in time to catch the. I love that they show Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel all just back to back.
And they're all from different networks.
On the afternoon of the previous night's shows, they just play them all. And if I lived here, I would just spend those 3 hours just sitting near the TV, catching up on all last night's late night shows.
It's really convenient, although defeats the purpose of having networks in the United States. But why should we care?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's. I can't think of a better word to describe all those shows than much.
Too much.
So much talking.
Oh.
And then they also show At Midnight, which we've all...
No, of course, love that show.
Yeah.
How many wins do you have now, Doug?
I've only got one more win than you, but many more appearances than you. So your batting average is much better than mine.
I love asking because I have no idea how many times I've won.
Yeah, he doesn't keep track.
But Doug keeps score all that stuff. I do it for the love of the game, bro.
The wiki page lists the statistics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, very clearly. So it's easy to check and see how far Ron Funches is ahead of both of us.
Well, I guess when you're on a network television show, you could say, put me on for a whole week, and they listen.
Yeah, yeah. No, they just got that idea recently to have some contestants on for a full week, and I think I'm going to do it sometime soon. I'm sure you will, too, probably.
Yeah.
I imagine. Because
right.
We're top three, buddy. There's Ron Funches, and then you and me.
And we're just in there.
We're right down there, yeah.
They still haven't had the Tournament of Champions, so... Put that call out.
The 100th episode was the top three winners at that time, but that was a while back. So the show's been on for a couple of years now.
They did like 300 episodes.
It was me and Ron and Nikki Glaser, but yeah. I think you've either passed or tied her, I think.
I don't know, Glaser creamed me the other week. Yeah. That is the only sports type thing I can talk about. Is the nerd game show we're all on once in a while. It's the only thing I talk about stats and...
It's nice to be creamed by a glazer, though.
Oh, well played.
Thank you.
Was that donut you gave me plain or glazered?
It's chocolate glaze.
Oh, chocolate glazer.
Yeah.
One more question for Kyle. I'm sorry to be grilling you, but...
Two in a row. Jesus, take it easy.
He's going to crack.
I'm really... It's a gotcha question. I'm sorry to ask it. Mm-hmm. You were a paparazzi in the movie Funny People?
Yes.
There you go. Asked and answered. Glad we got to the bottom of that.
So was Dan Harmon, was the other guy in that scene with me. Yeah,
well, that's fun.
Yeah, that whole movie is just like comics that you didn't know were stand-ups then, and you look back, you're like, oh, this is just all filled with different stand-ups in the background of every shot. Even Dave Rath got a part.
Yeah, he got to talk.
Dave Rath is... he's your manager, too, right?
No.
He's my comedy manager, but he still weaseled away into that movie. Showbiz.
I distinctly remember you as paparazzi in that scene, and I remember like nothing else from the movie. This is like 4 hours.
I was that good.
Yeah, you really set yourself.
It's the
apart.
Only part I don't remember.
I'm guessing you forgot some other parts.
Makes me want to watch again. And Sean, of course,
yes,
is also featured in a comedy that I don't recall your part in this movie, but I did see it. You were a referee in The Love Guru?
That's correct. It was a great time in my life. Where Mike Myers came back to Toronto and gave us all tiny parts in his movie and then edited us out.
Wait, it started tiny and then got removed?
Well, I wish I was edited out, but it didn't work out that way. What happened was, they kept yelling at me, don't be angry, just tell him he's kicked out of the game. So I'd be like, you're out of here. No, don't be angry.
Do it without anger,
you're
please.
You're out of here.
No, you're too angry.
You're out of here.
Nope, stop being so angry.
You're out of here. And,
you're out of here.
And, you know, the problem is, they were also saying, you got 1-game suspension, 2-game suspension. You don't give suspensions on the ice in hockey. You don't. There's a governing body that decides those things. I don't just decide you aren't playing for 3 games in the Stanley Cup Finals on my own. But anyway,
referee on our hands.
I'm trying to say, well, that just makes me look like an idiot saying these things. Anyway, so I get to the movie and I'm watching it, and my voice has been edited out and replaced with someone else's voice.
Somebody who knows how to say things nicely.
You're out of here! Get out! Anyway, it was, I don't know, because I think I have a nice voice, and a loud voice as well when needed. And to be told that you have neither of those by someone is
You only
bad.
Have the look we're going for.
Yeah, which is, not, I don't know what that look
not
was.
Not the voice.
Just, we want a man with not you talking.
I wonder who, you have no idea who they got to be your voice, right?
It was a homeless gentleman who was hanging around outside the, I don't know, it might have been the director himself who did it, or it might have been Mike, because he might have dubbed out other voices and done them for them, because he's kind of got that Peter Sellers thing going on.
Yeah, he could have done it.
You know, Peter Sellers used to go and do, at the end of a film, he would do a recording of him doing all the other characters and give them as gifts to the people who'd actually played the characters. That is crazy.
That is really... So has anybody heard any of those? Like, are they available?
Oh, yeah, people kept them. And I imagine now on YouTube you could find them. But, yeah, it must have been very disturbing to get, you know, I was in the party. I played the Texan guy. Oh, and I got a recording as a gift of someone else doing me as a gift. It's weird.
I'm going to send you a recording where I just say, get out of here.
Yeah, please do.
Get out of here. I don't even know where we were headed when you started talking about Peter Sellers. But Mike Myers is the new Peter Sellers, that's right.
I kind of think he is. I think he doesn't trust anybody else to be in a movie with him, and he wants to do every character.
He likes to play all the parts.
Yeah, you want to preserve that kind of stuff in a Love Guru. You want to make sure.
Well, I just think it makes the part of the, I think the comedy is the interaction of human beings together to make something funny and have timing. And I think to have timing with yourself is very difficult.
It's been done.
Yep.
He directed.
Up.
He directed this new documentary that's out, where he does, of course, make an appearance in,
oh, really?
In the documentary. It's called Shep Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
The Supermensch, The Legend of Shep Gordon. And it's very entertaining.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's a terribly untalented person.
No, no.
I just think it gets to the point where you go like, hey, let some other people be in the movie with you. It'll help it.
I'm just trying to help you, Sean, by saying something nice about Mike Myers, and you just keep talking about...
He doesn't need me to be nice about him or not.
It's interesting, though.
He
plays Shep Gordon in the film.
In a documentary.
It's a documentary.
That's a great choice.
And Mike Myers
it's a great
plays
choice.
The role through the whole film.
Well, Shep really didn't have what it took to be Shep in this documentary.
He lets Shep play Mike Myers for a quick scene.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, they're both in it, and but Mike Myers clearly knows and loves the man and made a documentary about him, but there's a lot of interviews with people throughout the movie. And whenever Mike's being interviewed, it's like he's talking to somebody... Like somebody else is directing the movie. Like he's not like just asking himself the questions. It's weird. But he's not in it a lot.
But I think you could just do a voiceover at that point, couldn't you, if you're the director of the documentary?
It's just people that knew him sitting around saying nice things about him. And whenever Mike Myers says something on camera, it's also kind of funny. Like he has funny moments.
Yeah. Well, he's a comedian.
He is.
He's a funny person, I think.
Yeah.
I heard a very funny story from his brother, and I don't know if this is the right... I don't know if I've ever told
you
this story.
Is it only me, or does it feel like you're just turning your back on Kyle?
Yeah!
Like, well, I don't want to have anything to do
with this. Comedy really is about the interaction with other people, Sean.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
I heard that somewhere.
I'm sorry, Kyle. But it has to do with... Anyway, I shouldn't even start the story. It's not fair. Not
I think
right.
that's. I think I'm learning a lesson about rotating seats, though.
Yeah, it's
a normally
problem.
The stools are fixed, so you can't be pulling this crap. But maybe if you switched with Kyle,
if you want
then
me
when
to.
You turn to talk to me, you're not blocking him off.
Well, how about stand over
just
here?
Just stand over there with your beer in your hand, like you just got fired from being a referee for going rogue.
You're out of here!
You're out of here!
I'm out of here!
Get out of here!
You're not gonna get rid of me that easy.
Are you now playing the homeless man who got your part?
I am not. Yes, he used to work at Maple Leaf Gardens. All right.
It feels like Kyle doesn't want to move.
I feel bad.
Well, don't feel bad.
We all feel
it's bad. It's a perfect solution.
All right.
It's a tough industry.
I'll be out of the... I'm out of the show.
I'm just happy for you, anyway, Kyle, that it looks like you brought...
See what I mean?
I can't even... This is so
I
sad.
I got some stories about Dana Carvey that'll knock your socks off.
Oh, no. This is a real vaudeville fest.
Sean here. Looks punished on the end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, put it low and turn around. Do not face us.
He's in the timeout corner.
Fuck yous all. Fuck yous.
I know you're not allowed to use flash in the theater, but I hope people are getting shots of all this action for me to tweet. Let's start with you, Sean. Sean, please spin in my direction and answer.
He's
the
difficult
following
to look
question.
At right now.
Is this okay, Doug?
Oh boy.
I know.
What was the last movie you saw? In any form.
The last movie I saw was The Salvation.
What's that?
With Max Mikkelsen. Is that his name?
Mads?
Mads Mikkelsen?
Mads.
M-A-D-D-S? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He plays a Danish soldier who is involved in the revolution in Denmark in the 1870s, or fighting against the Germans. Anyway, he comes. He moves to the West. And his wife, finally, after 7 years, comes to their homestead. And he goes to pick her up at the railroad station. And in the stagecoach ride home, she is raped, murdered, and his son is killed. and he is left for dead, and he comes back to get his revenge on every motherfucking one of them.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
It's pretty great. It's there's a lot of Danish in it with subtitles, but it's also like it's a Western, and it's really good. Tremendous. And who else is in it? The one from Penny Dreadful, the woman who's like... Oh, you know who I mean. She was in the 300.
I just don't see anything where they're calling it Dreadful before I've even started.
Oh, my God. Penny Dreadful is fantastic. But the other... She was in the 300...
Eva Green.
She's
yes,
so
of course,
fantastic
from Casino Royale.
She is tremendous in it. She's tremendous.
All right.
So that's the last
the
one.
The Salvation. Okay. That Mads Mikkelsen is...
Yeah, I love him.
He, of course, he's Hannibal on the TV show.
I saw him in a movie called Valhalla, and it's a Norwegian movie, again.
People love it.
And he is this berserker who's missing an eye.
Oh, God.
And he's kept in a cage and released by his masters to whenever there's a battle. And it's kind of like the changeover from Christianity, paganism to Christianity in Norway at about 1000 AD. And he's kind of the holdover from the old times. And it's an incredible movie. Really good.
He's just a very, not only skilled actor, but also just feels like there's nothing he wouldn't do. I can't think of the title of it now, but there's a movie where he gets accused of being a child molester and he's innocent, but then the whole town turns against him. The Hunt.
And yeah, then he molests all the kids, just to make a point.
Yes. He's like, if you think I'm a child molester, I'll show you a child molester. And then I saw him in a movie at Fantastic Fest called Men and Chicken. Holy shit, their reaction is appropriate because it's an extremely disturbing movie with some weird stuff in it, but also has a lot of heart, and he is hilarious in it. Like, slapstick, he plays a guy who's a chronic masturbator. Like, when he's like, pull the car over, it means he needs to masturbate now. And his brother it has a gag reflex where he can't go for very long without going, and the two of them go on an adventure together. And the people that saw it know what I'm saying. It gets weirder from there. Like, the chronic masturbating is not nearly as weird as some of the other shit in this movie. Yeah, so look for that. How did you guys see Men and Chicken?
Tiff.
The film festival.
Well, I love Mads Mikkelsen. I think he's unbelievable.
It's the film festival with the cutest name.
It is.
My film is premiering at TIFF. Kyle Kinane, what was the last movie you saw?
In the theaters, I saw The Gift.
Keeps on giving?
No, it's about 2 hours. And
it's a movie that I thought was... extremely watchable for the whole time, like not boring, interesting.
I walked out, I was like, that was a movie.
Yeah. After it's over, you have no reason to ever revisit it again once you know the twists.
Well, I'm a pushover with pretty much anything, so I never know if something's good. Like, I watch it, I'm like, yeah, they got to the end. I'm like, oh, that made sense. That was a story you went here and then over there, and maybe you weren't gonna, and then you made it. And like I look, it's more like, you finished, good job. I'm just amazed
that movies get made. They did it. They put it out.
That's anytime somebody like, okay, you make fun of a shitty movie, but then you look at the credits at the end, like all those people got to buy Christmas presents for their kids because of that movie. So I'm like, I can't, like, so what if it's dumb? So what? It gave a lot of people work.
That's such a great positive reframe.
Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like if I got tricked by a movie, like the preview was great, and then I went and paid and I saw it and the movie sucked, I'm pissed. But if it's already going to be a dumb movie, like, I love me some Fast and Furious, like the whole thing. Like the whole lot of them. I know what I'm getting into.
They should put Charlize Theron in the next one and call it Fast and Furiosa. Did you see the Mad Max?
I did see it.
It was so good. Yeah,
they got to the end.
Yeah.
They got there.
And how?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was great.
I relied. I actually, the last movie I saw was Santa Paws 3 with the Santa Buddies. I watched it on TV last night with my children. They're obsessed with dogs and Christmas.
Wait.
There's a Christmas movie on TV in September?
No,
October?
It was on iTunes. Oh. They watch it over and over again.
Just part three? They don't watch the whole trilogy?
No, they watch each one. Here's the first one. Santa comes to New York. He gets hit on the head, but he has a puppy, and the puppy's trying to remind him who he is, and that's the situation. And that's Santa Paws 1. Santa Paws 2, there's a town that has got the most spirit of any town in the world, but then the Santa puppies who've just been born to Santa Paws and his lovely wife, they steal a magic icicle, come down to this town, and proceed to grant horrible wishes to people that lead to the death of Christmas spirit. Cheryl Ladd is Mrs. Santa Claus in it. Cheryl Ladd.
I thought this... At first, I thought you were talking about those Tim Allen movies, Santa Claus.
No, Santa Paws.
Paws.
Dogs.
Dog
is
Santa.
Is Santa Paws a dog, or is he
right.
a
No,
man?
Santa Paws is a dog. And there's Santa Claus, but Santa Paws is Santa Claus's dog.
Do they work?
Third movie, Santa Paws is trying to save Christmas because the magic icicle is melting. And then the six snow buddies, the six buddies from the Air Bud movies, they come and help Santa Paws save Christmas and eventually deliver all the presents in a giant dog sled. God bless America.
That sounds like they phoned in the third one.
Yeah, they really did. George Wendt is Santa Claus. George Wendt.
Kyle, that's literally a movie where during the credits you're like, they got Christmas yeah. presents.
Exactly. Anyway, I didn't mean yeah. to interrupt, but I felt it was important.
Did they ever go in, were there cats that were Santa Claus, but CLAWS?
Oh my God, I've kind of forgot the best part of the third one was there was an evil dog catcher played by Christopher Lloyd.
Ooh!
Christopher Lloyd got to buy Christmas presents for his yeah, kids yeah, that year.
Who captures all the Santa buds, and there's trouble from that. I'm just trying to find... Get all you dogs in a cage. And then he gets... It's beautiful. Well, Merry Christmas. And it changes his whole life, and he becomes a good man at the end.
He was the
Oh, but
Scrooge
you know who's also in it? He's a comic. Oh, I'll never remember his name, but he I played with him at Largo in, years ago in... oh, fuck, what's his name? I forget.
Mike
I'm sorry.
Myers.
No. Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid. No, never mind.
You're trying to think of a comedian?
Yes, he's tall with dark hair.
Who you performed with in Los Angeles?
Yeah, tall, dark hair, has one eye, just a one tooth. No, that's not true. Then he'd be memorable, but he's just kind of one of those guys.
But he's in which one?
He's in the third Santa
Okay,
Paws.
I'll look into
he's
that.
He's in the third one, Doc.
Okay. Are these movies real?
As real as it gets, Doug, because they make children happy.
Have you turned your kids on to the Beverly Hills Chihuahua movies?
They've watched them and discarded them. Wow. Watched and discarded.
So this Santa Paws is head and shoulders above.
It's to the not head and shoulders.
Do the animals talk?
Yes, of course. And there is a dwarf in the movie who's the head elf, and then there's this head elf dog as well, and they travel around in an ice cream truck, and they come and try and save things.
Okay, I'm going to look this up right now real quick.
The carrot, I know... You,
Leonard Maltin does not acknowledge these movies.
Really?
Yeah, he does not. How's P-A-W-S, Santa Paws.
Santa Paws.
Yep. Do not exist, according to Leonard.
Well, I'm sorry. Leonard really got his head up his ass over this one. He hates dogs.
I had never heard of those things until you talked about it.
Well, you would really enjoy them, I think.
Were you a Milo and Otis fan ever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, fan of
who?
Kittens
Milo
being put in danger
Milo
for no
and
good
Otis.
Reason.
Anything Classic. With dogs that are talking and cats that are talking, they have the remake of... Yeah. The Incredible Journey. Have you seen that?
Just don't make the dog's mouth move actually saying the words.
Horrible.
I don't know why that's where I'll draw the line. If you want to overdub
cats
and dogs,
inner monologue.
Right. Now you're making their mouths move. That's all fucked up.
Well, they have
do it the old-fashioned way. Give those dogs some peanut butter and let them work
exactly.
it out.
Exactly.
They did. Well, the Incredible Journey, the latest remake was with Kim Greist. as the mother who's the owner of the dogs, but they had, Michael J. Fox was one of the young dogs.
Sally Field was another dog, I think. And the third one was Don Ameche.
Wow.
Was what? A cat. There was a cat, too, right?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. Don Ameche.
Don Ameche is an incredible
I don't know why
actor.
I know that.
It's incredible.
I do love movies.
I know you do.
Have you seen anything lately, Aparna?
I think the last movie I saw in the theater was Inside Out.
The greatest movie.
Thank you.
People love it.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's so good.
So I emotional.
I wept.
Have you seen Inside Out, Kyle?
No.
You know, it's interesting. I look at you and I think, this is a man who wants to know what's going on in an 11-year-old girl's head.
Oh.
This is a man who is interested.
That's a real incriminating thing to say.
Nothing. I wasn't trying to say that you're like a pervert. I just mean that you like.
Well,
just,
now you have.
You just seen.
The beautiful bones.
Lovely bones.
Oh, shit. Blew it. All right, so you're out.
Oh, I didn't even start.
Yeah, no, people even know when the games begin or end on this show.
Bing bong.
Just a lot of random decisions.
Bing bong.
Mr. Bing bong. Oh, my God.
It but yeah, Inside Out is very, in spite of me being an adult man and it being about a little girl's brain, it's very, very engaging.
Oh, it's an anime thing. Mm-hmm. And they're all the different emotions.
Pixar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah.
the best Pixar in a long time.
That looks like a cute movie.
It's pretty yeah. intense.
Did you read for the
movie.
Part of anger or panic?
No.
Oh, who, Sean?
I didn't.
Me? No.
Neither of them.
I've never been given that opportunity. No way. I would have been read for the part of disappointment.
You haven't been a voice in any cartoon?
I've been a voice in tons of cartoons.
Did he even use his own voice the time he was in a movie?
I wasn't even, yeah. That's the irony of it all.
Yay!
As long as you don't see my face, my voice works fine.
Well, I've let the
throws people off.
Don't let them speak.
Okay, I'll pull over.
Masturbate.
I've let the talk portion of the show go too long, but it was so much fun. Let the games begin. Boy, I saw the trailer for this movie where Tom Hardy plays twins.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and it's like he's playing two guys who with garbled
Hey, do you want to go over to my house?
Oh, that sounds good. Let's go over.
Yeah, let's have something to eat.
Yeah, we'll have a bite, and then maybe we'll catch a movie.
What do you want to get on the pizza? Do you like pineapple and ham?
I prefer an anchovy.
Well, let's get two for one, and you can get what you want.
That sounds terrific.
I'll get what
that
I want.
Sounds...
I feel trapped.
Call me when it... Let me know when it gets here. I'll be
like
in the
We're like the
shadows.
Net in a shitty tennis match.
Oh. Yep, that was our impression of Venus and Serena Williams.
Love to you. Game set. Bye.
All right, lots of folks brought lots of like nice name tags, and we'll bring up the house lights a little bit. Ooh, oh, now the front of house looks very bright. I love it.
Beautiful.
So much happening.
And each and every one of you gets to go pick who you want to play for. Go physically get your name tag and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, man.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fandango. So many great movies coming out this time of year. This weekend, we've got Steve Jobs, the new biopic written by Aaron Sorkin. I can't wait to see it. I think Aaron Sorkin should write every biopic. Plus, it's directed by the great Danny Boyle. So everyone will be heading to the theater. Get your guaranteed tickets in advance with Fandango. Fandango loves movies. That's why they make going to the movies easy, hassle-free, even for these new movies people have been waiting to see. Download the Fandango app or go online to Fandango.com, look up your favorite theater, pick your showtime, then check out using your free VIP account. You'll get your tickets ahead of time, then just go to the theater, skip those long lines, and enjoy the show. And if something comes up, Fandango has worry-free tickets so you can refund or exchange your tickets. I love Fandango. Never again do you have to worry about a movie selling out before getting to the theater. Use Fandango to get guaranteed tickets in advance for Steve Jobs or any movie you want to see this weekend. Download the Fandango app or go online to Fandango.com. Today's app is also brought to you in part by DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments. You get an injured player, no problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. I don't mind you pausing the show and going over there because you need to get this done. Use the promo code MOVIE and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest where first place takes home $100,000. Enter MOVIE for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. And you know I can't just say it once. That's DraftKings.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back, and Aparna's got some corn.
I got corn.
She took a cob of corn with
Kathy.
The husk still on it.
With the husk still on it.
And she wrote Kathy on the husk.
I didn't write it.
She did.
Kathy did.
And that's her name tag, and that's your choice.
Yes.
All these people worked
the
really hard.
What is the movie that's from? Is it? Oh, usually they do a movie title in that, but that's just a piece of corn.
And then she wrote her shithead on the back, and if you lose today, then I have to say this person is a shithead at the end of the show.
Okay.
So we'll keep that a secret until that time comes. And if you get hungry, you got some corn. Kyle, what's that you're holding?
It's prosthetic.
Do you know?
It's,
it looks like, I get it. Do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I know
it's
what it is.
It's Ex Juliana instead of Ex Machina, and that's a robot foot.
That's the robot.
It's a robot lady. Foot you're holding.
And it looks like the one from the movie.
Robot
foot. Yeah, very, very
incredible.
Well done. But I'm curious, why did you pick it, Kyle?
It was lit up and looked elaborate.
That's good. Two good reasons.
It's got chicken wire on it.
You never know when you're going to need some of that.
Just a little pinch of chicken wire.
Yeah. Sean?
Yes, I just like this picture. It's a picture, it's from Derek, but it's a picture of you shitting into Willem Dafoe's head.
Wow, that's great.
And he looks mildly happy about it.
He doesn't mind that I opened up his brain and shit right in there.
I don't think there's too many things Willem Dafoe minds.
Yeah.
It seems like he's all right with a lot
Willem
of stuff.
Willem Dafoe, he'll put up with anything.
Yep. He's a great actor, very skeletal face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was the original shithead on the show in the early days.
So this is a callback.
I used to just say him every week, but then this whole thing developed into what we're doing now. And it's nice to see somebody remembering Willem. And I'm still waiting for the day when he gets word of how many times I've called him a shithead.
Why, though? Why? Do you not like him?
No, that's the joke. It's like, why would you call Willem Dafoe a shithead?
I see.
It started off, first I wanted to say Barbara Stanwyck is a shithead.
Oh, right.
Because why would somebody call an old great actress a shithead? But then I thought of Willem Dafoe, and a legend was born. Silly things happen.
Barbara Stanwyck.
Is a shithead.
Real shithead.
You just don't hear that. You just don't hear
putting
that kind of thing.
Forks in her toaster. Real shithead, that Barbara Stanwyck.
That'll be another good one. Burt Lancaster
is a shithead. Burt Lancaster is a shithead.
I don't know.
He always everybody seemed to think he was a nice guy.
Harrison Ford is a shithead.
He did crash.
He kind of is, yeah.
Yeah.
He got into his own little shitty plane and then crashed it somewhere where people could have been killed.
Oh, but he also was in the horrible, what are those?
6 days, seven nights?
No, that was terrible.
I saw that in the theaters.
He was in the third Sylvester Stallone Every Asshole in the World movie.
Expendables?
Yeah,
Expendables. 3?
Yeah, he was horrible in that. Like, I just don't know why he did it. I don't
understand. There's no Santa Paws 3, that's for sure.
Shit. If only Sylvester Stallone would be in Santa Paws 3, then we'd know that fucking dog would be toast. Finished. Hey, Santa's trying to get the icicle back. Anyway. His face is enormous now, isn't it?
Because whose face is enormous?
Human growth hormone.
I can't
hormone.
Keep up with you.
Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone. His face is gigantic. It's become enormous. Yeah, there's that scene in the first one.
Because he's getting a little old man body, but he's still got that big head.
Giant face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's only 5'3", you know.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not true.
What?
No, but Stallone's short, though.
He's very short.
He's a shorty.
You just said something as if it was the truth and then said, no, that I was lying.
He's like 5'10", I think, which is short
that's
for
not
a movie.
That's
taller than me.
That's short at all.
I think he's
maybe
shorter
he's
than me.
That's he's shorter than you'd think, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
You stand next to Burt.
I
never thought about how tall he was.
He's always been small, which was why they had to find Apollo Creed, the actor who played Apollo Creed, which I forget. He was also quite short.
Doesn't Peter Gallagher seem tall?
Oh, he's the tallest man I've ever dreamed of.
Shorter than me. Shorter than me.
Oh, my God.
He's got a big face.
I once walked up to Mel Gibson and sat on the top of his skull. That's how small he is.
Did you go ahead and shit in there?
Yeah. I flipped it up.
As long as you're in the neighborhood. All right, we're going to play as many games as I can fit in now that we've gone this long without playing. I picked out a few good ones, and we're going to start with somebody already has my back on whatever crazy decision I've made. We're going to start with a game called Doug Loves Musicals. And... you love movie musicals, right, Kyle?
Yeah, this game is the opposite of At Midnight for me.
Because you got At Midnight, you just make stuff up, but here you got to actually know something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Something that perfectly trivial, though. There's no reason to
musicals,
know.
Let it rip. Big
okay,
fan.
Okay, here we go. This is just between the folks on stage. I don't care what the town you're from. the town, get it? I'm going to start naming songs in a movie musical, Sean.
Oh.
And the three of you, as soon as you, you know, guess as many times as you want, but just guess what musical all of these songs is from. La Résistance.
Les Miserables?
No. Okay. I put that one first because I thought that would happen.
Okay.
Up There is another song from this movie. Up There. So people in the audience are already figuring it out. Don't yell anything out, you guys.
Does Top Secret count as a musical?
No? How about Eyes of a Child? Should. Eyes of a Child is in this musical.
Grease.
Also, not Grease. Also, I Can Change.
I can change.
Oh, South Park the Musical. Beth, South Park.
Yes.
Longer, faster, uncut.
What's the full title?
South Park, longer, thicker, uncut.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bigger, longer, and uncut.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's a tough one to remember, even if you're a fan. Good Love, I'm Super, Mountain Town. What would Brian Boitano do?
What would Brian Boitano do?
It's Easy, okay.
Yeah.
Kyle's Mom's a Bitch. I figured that one would be a giveaway.
Yeah.
Uncle Fucka.
It's a classic.
And then I saved it for last because everyone would know what it is and also possibly get mad. Blame Canada. All right, that's some weird yelling going on. It's like a cartoon character, but man, people were like losing their minds because they knew these titles. La Resistance, that, anybody who knew it from just that, that's pretty,
here's your,
pretty good.
Here's what is it? Your fucking faggot Christ. That guy, that's just one of my favorite lines.
That guy. You watch that cartoon with your kids a lot?
Always. It's just the
pop
fuck
it in
scenes.
Right after the Pause trilogy.
Yeah.
Let's play a game called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? We'll start with Sean. I'll say a tagline from a motion picture.
Oh.
You know, a classic one, of course, is In Space, No One Eats Ice Cream. And then you tell me the name of the film it's from. This is just Sean, for starters. Then we'll go to Kyle if you don't know it or you get it wrong.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
Okay. What movie had the tagline, Sean, The Coast is Toast?
Oh, The Coast is Toast. Was it Volcano?
That is correct. Let's try. You get to try one, Kyle.
Starring Tommy Lee Jones in a hard-hitting performance.
I have a love-hate relationship with that movie.
Oh.
Of course, Dante's Peak came out around the same time and is more fun because you get to watch an old woman burn to death in lava.
That's Pierce Brosnan's wasn't that old in that time. He's still quite young.
No, there's the one scene where she has to get out of the boat or something. All right. We'll go to you here, Kyle, and see if you recognize this one. 3% body fat, 1% brain activity. 3% body fat, so that seems a little on the low side. So and then just 1% brain activity.
It's about vain, dumb people.
What movie would
it like? Is there something with like supermodel zombies or something?
Oh,
supermodel zombie.
It can't steal.
No,
right?
That is incorrect. No, it might come back to you, but Aparna gets a shot at it now.
Oh, oof.
Yeah, what do you think that is?
I'm stumped on this one.
Sean's excited to steal.
Wow. Okay, I will say...
It's an excited face.
Oh, what is...
It might be fun to take this episode and change your voice for the entire episode.
I think that's a good idea. Something more gravelly, but less angry.
I'll say, I don't even remember this movie, Rules 3% of Attraction.
3% body fat. Oh, Rules of Attraction. That's, yeah, they were pretty dumb in that, but I don't think they would promote it that way.
Yeah.
Sean, you want to steal it?
I'm going to say Zoolander.
That's correct.
Oh, well played.
So the movie I made up was close to what the actual...
You were
so
saying
cool.
It's supermodels. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
he's about to
right
step
on.
Right into it. But, you know, that's what happens. But I'll give you another one here, Kyle.
Oh, thanks.
Why?
Embarrass myself again.
I don't understand. I don't understand the rules
There's
of this
no
game.
There's no chance of me winning, so he just gives me, throws me a bone.
Yeah, Sean's the winner, but I just like to keep going. Yeah. It's just a fun game. I like people when they guess at this game, because it's
fun to guess.
Fun, yeah. Because you might be right. You weren't sure about Zoolander.
No.
You just figured it might be.
All right, Kyle. All right. His karma is huge. And it's not the Donald Trump movie. Because everything he describes is huge.
Oh.
His karma is huge.
Yeah.
Who's got huge karma? Sean? You're just pointing to Sean.
To
is no. It the, no, it's Kyle gets to decide.
Is it the love guru?
Yes.
Yay!
Nice, Kyle.
I finally got one. Never going to happen again. All right.
All right, here's one for Aparna.
Okay.
George Simmons was prepared to die, but then a funny thing happened.
Oh.
George Simmons was prepared to die, but then a funny thing happened.
The love guru.
I want to just throw you out just on principle.
Got one left.
As soon as he was started talking, I was like, oh, here we go. But then that was a funny thing to yell.
I have no idea.
I'll give you that.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I think I got it.
I don't. this is really. This
George
guess
Simmons.
Is really going to test everyone's belief in me. But Ghost Dad.
George Simmons was prepared to die, but then a funny thing happened. He became a ghost and put something in people's drinks.
It's topical.
Yeah.
A topical guess.
Sean for the steal.
Jeez, I'm not completely sure, but I, what was the first one I was thinking? It's not Heaven Can Wait.
No.
Can no.
I Kyle?
Is it Defending Your Life?
No.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess. I liked it. His name could have been George
it's not
Simmons.
Ghost Town.
Well, you know, you're fixated on ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ghost things. No,
oh,
it's...
Oh, it's easy. Okay.
What? Do I guess?
No, I'm not going to guess.
Okay. It's just a movie we already talked about today called Funny People.
Oh! Oh!
We are bad with our own resumes.
Never has a tagline been more untrue.
It's become a hallmark of the show. Yeah. It's fun to see if people know their own taglines, and they do not. Generally, every once in a while they know it and they're ready to say the answer, and then somebody yells out the town and beats them to it. Because John Hamm would have known the town, and then that guy yelled out the town. It was made me so sad. That sort of shit doesn't happen in Canada.
John Hamm was great in Minions movie. He was really funny.
Speaking of, he's always great. In, like
he's
when he
funny.
Does comedy, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think he'll be in more comedy stuff than dramas moving forward now that Don Draper's dead. Sorry for anyone who didn't see the last episode. If you're waiting to.
I still haven't seen the first episode.
To,
now you ruined the whole thing.
You're waiting to binge watch the whole thing.
But Don Draper had died way before the series started.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa.
Some heavy shit.
And I'm on the lowest chair.
Wow.
Okay, now
I gotta adjust my mic when I lower my chair.
I like to see your legs bent almost at 90 degrees.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts! This is a fun game because it's not very difficult. We'll call Sean the winner of the last game, but we'll switch the order around and go to Aparna second. We're going to spell out some words. I'm going to tell you a letter, and you just have to name any movie ever made that begins with that letter. It's harder than it sounds, strangely. But if you say the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, if we mind meld, this is like match game, Sean. If we both have the same answer, then you win the game automatically. So you have to try to think like me, which is probably not worth the effort. Sean, we're going to spell out just for laughs.
Okay.
Since that's where we're at.
Just
so,
for laughs.
Yeah. So all you got to do to start us off is name any movie that begins with the letter J. Any movie.
Jumanji.
History of... Jumanji invariably comes up when Jay is mentioned. Sometimes I think of writing it, but in this case I wrote Jennifer's Body because I'll be interrupting it at CineFamily in Los Angeles on Monday, October 26th.
How am I supposed to know that?
You don't need to know that. I could have been interrupting Jumanji and we would have had a winner already.
Is there anyone I'm making feel bad who's behind me?
There's a stagehand over there that seems pretty grumpy.
Sorry, man. Put it down.
Now we move to Aparna, and she has to come up with any movie that begins with the letter U.
U. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, moving on to Kyle. Can you think of something that begins with U?
I want to.
It's easier to think of it as instead of U. Because movies that begin with the sound U are spelled Y-O-U generally.
Right, of course. I'm going to say... I don't remember the number.
I can't believe there's not a movie named
No, up in the air. Up in the air.
You were right both times. I'll accept up or up in the air.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I went with a movie called Underworld. Yeah, because one of the stars of that movie, Michael Sheen, is going to return to the show soon. He's a terrific guest. Your letter is S, Kyle.
Say Anything.
Say Anything is a great S movie. I went with Sicario. Saw it today. So it was in my head. Sean T.
Tora,
T.
Tora, Tora.
Oh, that's a good one. Three I went Toras. With The Love Guru.
I didn't think they counted the articles.
That's the only, you can only do the movies on T. Like, you can't do The Godfather on G. You gotta only do it on T.
Oh, yeah, what a twist.
I'm strict. F is Aparna's.
Okay, Funny People.
That's the movie that I wrote down right there.
Thank God. Oh. Thank God.
She won. Funny People. Then I wrote down Old Dracula, because that's a fun title. Old Dracula. What? How did the theme song for Old Dracula go, Sean?
Oh, don't wake me even when the sun goes down. I'm tired, I need a couple hours. Hey, I'm an old vampire. Come on, don't expect a lot of me.
Then I went with Roar, Leaving Las Vegas, because Douglas Movies is coming to the Plaza Hotel next Saturday in Las Vegas. American Ultra, I enjoyed that movie. Underworld Rise of the Lycans.
Classic.
For the second U and Just for Laughs. Going Ape, because I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Oh, Jesus.
October 15th and 17th. For H, I went with the recently released Hitman Agent 47.
Oh, Orlando Bloom.
No.
Orlando Bloom.
I don't believe so, no.
Wasn't he
It's Rupert Friend, I think.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But you were wrong about that, but you do know the theme song for Hitman 47.
Ow! 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 Stop hitting me! What's that 47 times?
I didn't know that's what it was about. It's just someone a man gets who punched has to, 47 times.
It's not really a contract to kill someone. It's just to wound them 47 times.
It's a hitman with OCD, and so he has to sit there.
Oh, no.
And then for the S and Just for Laughs, I went with Straight Outta Compton, because why wouldn't you? Why would you not do that? Oh, we're doing great on time. Yeah, we are. Peter. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Woo! This is another game where you take turns coming up with stuff, and I will participate. I like to play in this one. Yeah, because the audience decides what actor or actress we are going to take turns naming movies that they were involved in. If you can't think of one, you're out. Is that a friendlier way of saying
it? Why are people waving?
Because they're so excited to name the person that we're going to play in this game, because when they sit and listen to this podcast, it drives them insane. That there's some actor or actress that they know of that we've never played. And sometimes people suggest actor or actresses that don't have, you know, that would be very difficult to do.
Like that.
And
right
sometimes
now.
People just yell one out when I haven't asked him to.
You won't use
that Jodie Foster's the last person on earth I would play today because I didn't ask yet. But I also have one person that I saw on Twitter that I'm going to ask to name somebody, and that is. I am Catalyst. Are you here? And super upfront. I could count on you for that. Who do you think we should do today? Kevin Costner.
Sweet.
That is, people love that choice. The panelists, not so much.
What do we have to do? Name movies?
This is going to be an interesting one. Parna won that last game, so she gets to go first on this one. And then we'll go to Kyle, and then to Sean, and then I'll jump in. Just name any
stuff.
What happened?
Stuff he been in.
Kevin
Costner. That's what I have to name.
What?
Stuff that he's been in. That's how the game is played.
Stuff, yeah.
Okay. I just.
Or directed, but I believe he was in those as well.
Okay.
And any Kevin Costner movie.
Okay. Dances with Wolves.
That's it. You got one. Kyle?
Bull Durham.
Mm-hmm. Sean?
Silverado.
Oh, I liked him in that. You know, just because they're a new sponsor of the show, and this is funny timing, I'm going to say Fandango.
Oh.
Who else? There's a lot of...
Get your tickets for movies online at Fandango.com.
Wasn't Judd Nelson Fandango?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what?
Yeah, his finest work, probably. other than Bender in Futurama. Different Bender. Whose turn is it, Sean?
Me.
Pardon. Oh, wait, I said Fandango. Okay, you're right. It's your turn.
Field of Dreams?
Mm-hmm. Kyle?
Tin Cup.
Yeah. Knocking down all the sports movies. Sean.
Draft Day.
Yeah. You said that pretty nice.
Draft Day.
How about Man of Steel?
Oh, yeah. He was excellent in that, mm-hmm. I thought.
Good job.
Okay, I've run out of all the ones I know, so I'm really going wild on this one.
Okay.
War of the Roses.
Jesus. He should have been.
You did go very wild on that one.
I said I would.
Yeah, I don't think he's in that one.
Neither does anyone.
I'm sorry. Danny DeVito takes all of his best parts. So Parna's out.
I'm out. Sorry, corn.
Pass me that corn. Because she's going to get her shithead said, and it's somebody that I don't know who that is, so I'm guessing it's somebody in Canadian politics. For the first several years that I did the show up here, was Rob Ford would show up all the time as a shithead. Kyle, do you have another one?
Waterworld.
Oh, good.
I don't know what somebody was trying to yell out. I don't think it was an answer. Were you trying to tell us something about a Rob Ford or something? No? Okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
For the love of the game.
I think that's all of his sports movies except for The Upside of Anger.
Oh.
He plays a former baseball player. Kyle?
I don't know the name of it, and I'm so pissed because it's a sports movie too, so I'm actually know something more about movies than you right now, Doug. And I can't remember the name.
I was just assuming we ran out of his sports movies.
It's not Breaking Away.
No, it isn't. Is that your final guess?
Fuck. Do you know the movie I'm trying to think of now?
Oh yeah, I do.
I probably wouldn't have thought of it if it wasn't for you.
Ah, shit.
So thank you for that.
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. Aw. Sean's still in this.
I'm sure I'm going to lose to you because you probably know all of the movies in the world. But I'm going to say The Postman.
I still can't think of things. The Postman, of course. Of course, The Postman. The one Kyle's trying to think of is American Flyer.
Yeah.
Good one.
I get some nosebleeds.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have another one, Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
I have... The Bodyguard.
Oh, shit! That's a big one. This feels like I'm trapped. I feel like I've got...
No way out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be a sneaky one.
Okay.
The Big Chill.
All right.
Because it was his body that's being dressed in the first scene.
Yes. There's a flashback that got cut from the movie where he was alive. He's the guy who dies at the beginning, brings them all together. But I wouldn't even be surprised if that was just somebody else's wrist. I don't know if he came in for the
wrist double?
Yeah. You just see like a suit being put on a body.
Why don't you just say another movie?
I'll give you a reason why.
Oh, you have one, and it's going to be
a pithy answer. Here's why I want to win right now.
Oh.
Revenge.
Oh.
He spices up his answers.
Shit.
Oh, I got another one.
Jesus.
Although I might
tough.
Fuck it up because I can't remember if the middle word is and or.
Shh.
Milo or
Oh my
Otis.
God. Oh my God, I think I have
the
one.
The Amazing Adventures of Milo or Otis.
The owner had to make a choice in the beginning.
No.
It was real morbid.
This Sophie's Choice of
I don't
of
know how
movies.
Many. I'm not sure of the actual numerical number, but I think it's 500 miles to Vegas.
Oh.
Is what? It 1,000 miles to Vegas?
Oh.
No.
Okay. Well, I tried.
You did.
It was close, though.
It's like 3,000. Fuck. It's 3,000 miles to Graceland.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It takes place in
but
Vegas.
But aren't they
you're
hit
right.
men
they're,
dressed like
they're
Elvis?
They're in Vegas, yeah. Yes. They're
okay,
in Vegas.
I
yeah.
couldn't remember.
No, it's smart to try to make sense of that movie because it's really a quality film. But that was good.
Sorry,
we did pretty
I
good.
I didn't have what it takes
yeah.
to go the distance against the Big D.
I like his movies. They have numbers in the title.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
3 Days to Kill.
Oh, I just pushed that out of my mind.
Was he an astronaut ever?
I don't know what he did before he got into acting, but...
He wasn't in the right stuff, certainly.
But didn't he play an astronaut?
He should.
He's like got an astronaut quality.
Like kind yeah. of a spacey kind of look
like
in the eyes.
He's like a hillbilly, but you know, like get up there and fucking get that ass.
A hillbilly who knows astrophysics kind of thing.
That's what astronauts are. They're. He wasn't a space cowboy. He wasn't in that.
Oh. No, he wasn't one of those guys.
He wasn't Clint Eastwood or
Tommy
James
Lee
Garner.
Jones.
But you see how he could have been.
I see that. Sure.
I could see it.
I could see that now. I mean, he probably when that movie was made, he wasn't really an old guy yet.
Yeah. No,
he wasn't an old
up
guy
with
movie.
Centrifuge to
but
separate
But it's either
oil
black or white or black and white, or black or white.
Oh,
Yeah, that was a one word recent movie that came out where he wants to keep his black granddaughter, and society just won't have it because he uses the N-word.
Oh, no.
What was the movie?
He loves his granddaughter, but he uses the N-word. What are you going to do?
What was the movie where he kidnaps the kid and he's just...
Oh, my God, that's so good.
What's that movie?
The one where he kidnaps the kid and then he...
They know all the...
Perfect World.
Perfect World.
That's a good movie, actually.
But also, what else did we miss, you guys?
I'm so angry.
Shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
JFK, we forgot JFK.
Jesus balls. I'm sure you would have come up with that. I wouldn't have.
30 days.
All right, we get it. There was a lot of them.
13 days. What? Untouchables, of course.
Oh.
Hey, shut up.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
It's like you're all perfect. Like you all know every goddamn movie in the world. You don't sit up here and try and be in the hot seat. You piles of stupid shit.
Could you try that again but without the anger?
Yeah.
Sit up here and be in the hot seat without the piling stealing steams of shit. Steaming piles of... Oh, I can't do it without anger.
But that means that Sean Cullen's our winner today. Does the crazy Ex Machina boot, does it have a shithead on the back of it?
Does it? Nice.
It's got one inside.
Oh, it's got inside. Okay, cool. I got to get this back to the owner because this is a good item and dangerous.
Yeah, you're gonna get
that movie.
I'm going to get all cut up trying to get this out of here.
That was a very good movie.
Ex Machina?
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a great deal. That Oscar Isaac is a good actor. They sure got good actors for the new Star Wars. I'll give them that.
Well, just that
But
scene...
I said that about Natalie Portman once upon a time. Boom.
Just the scene where he's doing the dance, like he's just like having the party. It's like they just do this really weird choreographed dance. Fucking crazy. Really brilliant.
It's really fun. Did you guys see that one?
Oh, we'll see it. It's
Ex
great.
Machina?
No.
Check it out. You're going to like it. Where's that person with Derek?
Derek, you know what? It's going to be like a callback to the past. And it really is just Willem Dafoe.
Is a shithead he wrote on the back?
Yeah.
I wasn't asking you what he wrote on there. I just want to give him the prize bag.
Oh.
But that is fun.
Well,
that
it's
he
pretty
wrote
obvious,
that
right? It's pretty obvious.
Seems like that's which way it was going. But where is he? Is that you? Congratulations, Derek.
Sorry about that. How about I go back and we pretend that never happened?
Oh, shit, Derek, wait.
Oh. Derek, you're seven up.
Wow, he was all the way back to his seat already. I feel terrible.
Derek, wait, there's a new iPhone we're giving away, too.
No, wait. Hey.
You know what? We all know what that one was, so why don't we do the corn one? Do the corn.
Yeah.
Do the corn.
No, I got...
So I blew it.
I got this.
I blew it. I'm sorry. Could you do it with a different voice?
I gathered all the shitheads, and now we got to do some plugs. What do you got to plug, Sean?
Well, I have my own podcast, which is a Sean Pod. You can download it for free and or ignore it for nothing.
Either way, it's a bargain. Sean Pod.
The Sean Pod.
The Sean Pod.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you want people to know
about?
Well,
I'm on Twitter at Mr. Sean Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
And people say it looks like Mrs. Ian Cullen.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit. That's the way I roll. And sometimes it sounds like someone else is tweeting with my voice. But that's not always true. If my tweets are not interesting, they usually have someone step in and retweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's a service provided by the MikeMyers.com.
Kyle, what do you got to plug?
I'm out there.
You are crazy. Tour dates at KyleKinane.com.
KyleKinane.com. Yeah, I'll be out later in the fall.
Yeah, find him, you guys. Yeah.
Yay!
And two shows tonight over at the Royal Movie Theater. He's going to be standing next to 28 Days Later.
Yes. Yes.
Aparna Nancherla.
Yes.
What is going on in your world?
I have a website, aparnacomedy.com, and I have an album coming out in January.
What's the album called?
It's called Just Putting This Out There.
And will you come back on the show to promote the album around that time?
I'd love to. I'll try to watch some movies before.
You did great. You figured out that F was funny, people. That was pretty good. Yeah. Let's hear it for all of my guests. Sean Cullen, Kyle Kinane, Aparna Nancherla. Follow them all on Twitter for laughs. If laughter is your thing, check them out. And thank you to Just for Laughs 42, hashtag Just for Laughs 42, JFL 42. I fuck it up every time. Hashtag JFL 42. Thank you to the Queen Elizabeth Theater. It's always real nice to come back here. And thank you, audience, for coming out on a cold, cold day. You had to fight against the soccer hooligans next door just to get here, and I appreciate the effort. And as always, Russell Oliver is a shithead.
That's a good one. He's a guy who says, bring me your used gold. Bring me your old gold. I'll give you $20 just to look at your old gold. I love old gold. Like gold gets old.
Used gold.
Ever. Oh, this gold. Oh, what's that smell? Oh,
let's get rid of it. Let's call Russell Oliver.
Yeah.
He'll take any old gold. All right. Well, that's good. So it wasn't political like I assumed.
Steve Harper.
You guys are trying to throw in extra shitheads?
I didn't bring a name tag, but I'm full of hate.
Oh, I love it. He's just not ready.
All right. What was that?
Oh, Stephen Harper's slogan against Justin Trudeau, who's a young, good-looking man. He says, he's just not ready.
He thinks marijuana should be legalized.
He's just not ready.
In this country where we already act like marijuana has been legalized.
He's just not ready to steal as much money as he can from the people of Canada. Just not ready. Just not ready.
Well, I'm glad we got that out there. That stranger who asked if I needed him to tie my shoe because he thought I was too dumb to do it myself is a shithead. Once again, today's episode of Doug Loves Movies was brought to you in part by DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football at DraftKings means every moment of every game could take you closer to a life-changing payday. Play when you want and pick a new team every time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Show's over. No reason not go do it now. Use the promo code MOVIE and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's Million Dollar Fantasy Contest. Only at DraftKings.com.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his